That's it. Now check your spark plug.
Job 724 is finished, Sergeant.
Okay. Get to work on the half track.
Right.
Hold it. Hold it a minute. You got a loose sprocket there. Tighten it and check your ignition.
We got the trucks finished, Sergeant.
All right, wife. Run those battery tests. Move it.
Right.
Everything okay, sir?
Bilko, this is wonderful. You're right up to date on all your assignments.
Oh, yes, sir. We wouldn't want any unfinished work to hold back the colonel's vacation.
Colonel, what's going on, Lee?
Oh, I forgot you're new around here. Yes, sir. Every year on this day, the colonel goes away to a little lake in northern Wisconsin for 15 days of fishing. Oh, yes, 15 days without the colonel. It's going to be tough.
You'll miss him.
Miss him? Take the sun out of a summer's day. Take the heart out of a body. And that's what we are, without our beloved leader.
I understand.
Oh, yes. So the first 5 days, they pass uneventfully. I mean, we work hard, we pretend he's not gone.
I see.
Second 5 days gets a little tougher, sir, because little memories start to creep in. His lilting laugh, the way his dimples flash when he smiles. Some of the weaker men crack up, sir. The last 5 days, sheer tragic, sir, because around sundown, the men start wandering out to the front gate, looking up the road, hopefully wishing that he'd cut his vacation short and come back to us.
Sergeant, if there's anything at all I can do,
Thank you, sir. The other officers understand what we've gone through, and they leave us alone to bury our grief and hard work.
Sergeant, the colonel's car's ready for his trip.
My colonel is going away.
Sergeant!
My colonel is going away!
Hang in there, Bill.
My colonel is going away.
He's gone.
All right! Wait!
Now, the minute the colonel leaves, I want those posters up announcing all the dances. You got that?
Right, sir.
Order the same orchestra. You get out all the paraphernalia, the roulette wheels, everything we need.
Sure.
The minute the colonel drives out of this gate, the social season starts.
Here are the costumes for the Mardi Gras.
Good. Move it.
Look, Sarge. If you want this done by tomorrow.
All right. Don't get temperamental. We'll work it all. Give me your schedule on the social season.
Right, Sarge. The colonel leaves at 9:30 tonight. At 9:32, a rocket is fired, which formally announces the beginning of the marathon poker game in the gun shed.
Check. Excuse me. What is it? How many times have I told you? What are you doing with the shoulders?
I want Ivy League. Ivy League. Don't give me the broad shoulders.
Watch it. Good.
At 9:45, Farmer Brown arrives, and it's all aboard for the officer's hayride.
And they should be out of sight by 9:47.
At 9:50, a combination brunch and bingo party in the officer's dining room.
Check. And do you mind? I want sweet Dash.
You said Ivy League?
Yes, but with Dash, I gotta look elegant when I cut the ribbon in front of the colonel's house, officially opening the Lucky Luciana Memorial Gambling Casino.
On Wednesday, we start the colonel for a day contest.
Colonel for a day contest. Very important. Increase the prizes. I want that to move. Excuse me.
What's my name?
What is this? This is Ruffles? These are Ruffles?
Sarge, I don't know.
I told you I want this to be exotic. I wanted to speak out. It must say cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. You're forgetting that I need the conga line into the guardhouse, which officially opens the floating crab game?
Oh, yes.
Use your imagination.
Go ahead.
Every afternoon at 2, there's the cockfight in the colonel's cellar.
Got the chickens?
Yeah.
I hope this year you got roosters. Last year, instead of fighting, they just sat around and laid eggs. Watch that. Excuse me, hold it a minute. Pardon me, artist. I hate to infringe upon your integrity. May I ask, what is this supposed to be?
It's your costume for the come as your favorite movie star dance.
Favorite movie star?
Yeah.
Which movie star am I supposed to be, please?
Yul Brynner.
You must be kidding. The one movie star I bear no resemblance to, you pick out? Use your imagination. Pick out somebody I look like.
All right. I'll put you in a T-shirt and a leather jacket. The minute you walk by, they'll say Marlon Brando.
Bless you. Are you thinking? I get that. Hello, motor pool, Sergeant Bilko. Yes, Colonel Hall. Yes, sir. 8:00. I'll have it there sharp at 8:00, sir. Thank you, sir.
He wants his car. He's leaving tonight at 8:00.
He's leaving.
Like he does every year. He gets a head start so he can spend the first night with his brother in Topeka. But tomorrow morning it starts. We got to work all night because tomorrow morning there's no more a camp. This is fun land. Fun.